September 1978. Folder 2. 2-1. So Thomas is not a former me or a multiple personality. The single sentence last night, "There's someone else inside my head, and he's not living in this century," nails it down. 1. Someone else. Thomas is not me. 2. Inside my head. It's a human being, not the Holy Spirit. 3. He's not living in this century. This opens the door to that which is beyond conception. Operating out of my head, he is locked into the world of acts. Here ends 4 years and 6 months of analysis and research. Time is unmasked as irreal. 1900 years are disclosed as aspect of one underlying matrix. Tears and its acts material is explained. My 27 years of writing the same themes over and over again fits into place. 274 and 374 is comprehensible, as is the overthrow of Nixon. The transtemporal constants have been explicated. When I got onto the Volvox model and the push-pull system, I was pretty close. The slowly revolving matrix structure, sphere, and the way it enhances what we project. The negentropic total system with its stations and connecting links, forming a vast brain. What a grand vision. How beautiful. The brain cannibalizing its earlier law-bound self to achieve total homeostasis and wakefulness for all its parts, so that all is brain, not subbrain, interface for mind, all lives, all knows, all participates. But I'm under the stricture of silence, because to publish all this, I'd have to tell about the immortal authentic apostolic Christians operating covertly in us. Perhaps I should destroy the exegesis. It's a journey which reached its goal. 2-5. In my dream in Canada, Kathy said, "One day the masks will come off, and you will understand all." It came to pass. And I was one of the masks, much to my surprise, and my whole world as well. 2-10. Voice. It will take, i.e., require, the appearance of noble men, i.e., the second incarnation, i.e., to certify that it's come, or rather, before it can happen. Is Thomas one of these? 2-12. The only models for this that I've ever even heard of, let alone know, are my own stories and novels. This situation appears again and again. Take the story Retreat Syndrome, or the novel Maze. The same idea, as has been pointed out to me by all sorts of readers, is reworked again and again, obsessively and endlessly, viz., I keep trying out new ways to account for this situation. A. You see World X and have memories to match. B. That World X is irreal, a delusion, and hides real World Y, and the memories in you are faked to match fake World X. The explanations for this change, but the paradigm does not. I'd state the paradigm this way. A group of people live in a particular world, i.e. time and place. Then one or more of them begins by degree to discover, or the reader learns, that that world is only a veil or a delusional world covering another real one, which the characters once knew about, lived in, but have both forgotten and can no longer perceive. In a variety of ways, the latent, hidden, forgotten real world shows through, or intrudes, or abolishes entirely the surface delusional world, and their real memories of it return. This is exactly what happened to me in 274, and more so in 374, and then I found that hidden real world depicted in the novel I wrote 4 years earlier, which was released the very week, 274, I remembered the truth. 217. to reject the absolute nature of why, Rome circa AD 45, and hold that we have here twin, real, equal, separate selves and worlds housed in and or emanating from one brain, sticks us with a cosmology, an epistemology, more bizarre than the absolute versus the mere aspect one. We wind up with the theoretical possibility of an unlimited number of equally real or irreal worlds and selves due entirely to brainsight stimulation or some such sophisticated technology, which is a more radical Weltensicht. Note. German. Worldview. Endnote. Then even Brahmanism, who can be in whatever form he wishes, instead of real hidden world versus fake seeming world, we have more than one, two to infinity, worlds all simulated uniformly and selves to match. 274 and 374 then become technological breakdown, which reveals the true state of affairs. And that seems to be the sight-stimulated brain that Lem perceives is the basic model of my writing. My writing is proved by my 2374 experience and vice versa. What I seem to be is a malconstructed entity. Somehow the factory or mechanism fucked up and stuck two personalities in my head, brain, living in different worlds thousands of miles apart and thousands of years apart, thus disclosing the nature of self and world in general. And I had written it all up in many stories and many novels, i.e., called worldwide attention to the paradigm at least as a fictional or, better yet, theoretical possibility. 220. Voice. Pretexts, i.e., what we see as call causes, are just pretexts for the controlling entity to have the results he wants to happen and appear to do so for a physical reason. 221. I have a choice between two totally wild conclusions. A. Either it's really Rome circa AD 45 and the USA 1974 world is just a way of viewing acts, a mere illusory aspect through which the real world of acts broke through in 374, or B, our world, space and time, and all other worlds are simulations due to direct stimulation of certain brain sites projected onto an aspatial, atemporal, plastic matrix out there by an entity unglimpsed. B is implied by the sentence, there is someone else in my head, and he is not living in this century. Up to hearing this, I had gone with A. Now I am forced, really for the first time, to consider B as likely or even more likely than A. The pretexts idea, when explicated, totally ratifies B. However, if my writing is introduced as evidence, A is favored. The question is, does acts as world possess any claim to being absolute? 222. Conclusion. The vast traffic of information which I saw in 374 when I saw zebra is the answer. We are in an information processing entity. It may even be living information. It uses us to receive, modulate, store, and transmit information. So it is computer-like, or AI system-like, or brain-like. A cybernetics or biological model will both work. Basically, it knows. World is, worlds are, push, pull, projected, generated for us, by us, through us, so that we see world, not the entity, as it is. Supraparagraph. Why this is, I have no idea, i.e., why we are given what we call reality, world, and don't know what we really are, supra, are for, where, why, what. 225. Theologically, the only known formulation would be a thorough Brahmanism, very thorough. We, the Atmans, or brains, are real, and outside us, Brahman plays tricks and games in conjuring up any and all worlds, X number of them, one for each individual Atman, which means billions. And each Atman finds its exterior analog perfectly substantial, real, consistent, satisfactory, and objective. But compared to what, I ask? 2.30. I have been governed too much by my own fictional models, e.g. maze, joint. 2.36. So our little psyche world systems are perpetually bombarded with incoming information which we process and, at the right time, to the right other stations, we transmit in the rightly modified form. But all this takes place through us as if we were transistors, diodes, wires, condensers, and resistors, all none the wiser. Meanwhile, our closed private world engages our attention with challenges, pain, and delight, so that we will not merely subsist as slave components with nothing to do but function. After all, there will be long intervals when no adventitious information needs to be processed by us. Without a world, we would degenerate fatally during the standby periods, which, I intuit, may last years or even decades. Meanwhile, we have food, music, books, and friends. The primal necessity of this info processing may explain events and episodes in our lives which otherwise remain enigmatic or appear even futile, pointless travail, goalless activity. For all we know, it is during or because of these that we then or later can fulfill our data processing task. I'm not sure of this, but I suspect it. Note: one of the great failures of futurism, whether science fiction or professional prognostication, is the fact that few saw anything like the internet coming. Though Dick Open's Galactic Pot Healer, 1969, with a couple of lonely cubicle workers wasting time on a translation game they play through an absurd information network, Dick's fiction was no more predictive on that score than anyone else's. But the exegesis, here and in many other places, can be seen as an eerie and in some ways optimistic prophecy of our absorption into an all-consuming, endlessly arborizing, weirdly disincarnating information network. With the spread of smartphones, sensors, and GPS devices, the internet is now reconfiguring physical reality, very much the way Dick describes Valis, using the world of objects to organize and extend itself as an intentional information system. We still have food, music, and friends, though books are beginning to dissolve. But an increasing chunk of our lives, love and play as much as work and thought, is given over to intensified cybernetic information processing, what Dick earlier calls the swarm of bees brain. Though Dick puts a liberating spin on it, his words here also anticipate the grim prophecy of the French philosopher Jean Baudrillard, who wrote that the individual has now become only a pure screen, a switching center for all the networks of influence. ED. End note. I have read these 37 pages over, and I'm amazed and delighted at the direction of my analysis. What an original system, and more important, a system at last commensurate with the revelations of 374. Always before, the exegesis plainly fell short of the experience it served to explain, or try to explain. But at last, by the aid of the voice, I have made bold, clean strokes, radical ones, in a B model. After reading it over, I can't fault it. Such wild disclosures as those of 374 require a wild explanation, not a conventional or customary one. 241. This is the paradox of, where should you most expect to find God? Answer: in the least likely place. I discern in this the following. In point of fact, you therefore cannot find God at all. He must, will, find you, and when and where you least expect it, i.e., he will take you by surprise, like the still small voice which Elijah heard, or, like Oho, the ceramic pot. The oracle, may speak to you from the gutter, whatever gutter might mean in this context. So my writing, itself part of the gutter, and as Lem says, piling trash upon trash, may serve as the sort of gadfly kind of thing that Socrates considered himself to act as. My writing is a very unlikely place to expect to encounter the holy, the koinos, the message-processing, ubik-like ultimate entity. The two are identical, and I didn't realize it until tonight. In formulating Model B, I have returned to ubik, and not just the paradigm based on ubik. 247. Although I often write about the irreal or hallucinated world crowding out the real, the facts are exactly opposite. The real has erupted into the irreal, literally broken through into it, like ubik and Runciter into the cold pack world of ubik. 248. As in my recent dream, in part one of the great book, people and events are described, but underneath, Siddhartha sleeps. And now part two begins, and he awakens. This is what I saw in 374. He must have somewhat awakened me, which means awakened in me, even as me. 249. So the introjection is not only sentient, flexible, and alive, but specifically negentropic. Then indeed, the voice is right in speaking of higher mind realm versus lower physical, with the higher having plenary powers to make the lower plastic. Well put. 250. During the first part, half of the cycle, Siddhartha sleeps, is dormant, and dream or illusion or simulation or form two predominates. But in part two, Siddhartha wakes up, and the upper real realm of sentience predominates. We have reached the end of part one now. Part one, illusion. Part two, real. Sleep. Wakefulness. Mechanical. Purposeful. Blind. Sentient. Formless, entropic. Beautiful. Rule. Exception. Amoral. Moral. Sameness, change, growth. Dead, living, declining, negentropic. Body, mind, perishing, eternal. Monotony, complexity, chaotic. Organized, force, love, enslavement, freedom. Motionless, dance, noise, signal, information. Silence, song, dark. Light, hard, pliant, power, gentle, repetition, newness, origin, goal, black, color, metal, stable, fixed, flux, determinism, anti-determinism, closed, open, wet, water, dry, air, cold, warm, sad, happy, sinking, rising, passive, active, clock, pulsation, rhythm. 253. In Form 1, the system opens and authentic newness pours in from outside, so that the psyche encounters not itself as world, but the divine other rich with a mysterious infinitude of possibilities. And the dialogue between the psyche and this authentic other begins and from there grows into a different sort of information exchange, which is not just a signal from the psyche boosted and enhanced and returned. The given psyche is now no longer essentially alone. 254. The transformation from the inauthentic to the authentic mode requires the sacrificial death of the illusory psyche, a difficult price to pay, difficult to make because for a little time it means the extinction of the person. He must actually go through the experience, Not just knowledge of the irreality of himself and his projected world. He is replaced and his world is replaced by the not him and not his world. This is depicted in the Tibetan Book of the Dead as the Bardo Total Trip. Now, to his surprise, he is not who he is or when where he is. I should say was. The impossible has happened. He has shed self and world. This is a moment of great fear and sense of dread, to experience the irreality of himself and his world, and to have both go, both slip away. Can he survive without himself and his world? The continuity of identity is lost. New memories arise as if out of nothing. And the new self and world, all out of nothing, ex nihilo. New self, memories, identity, and world without a history, a past, behind them, created on the spot, as if he always had been this other person, with these other memories, in and of this other world. His self-monitoring system discerns the impossibility of this, and yet must accept it as so. He never really was who he was, or where and when he was. All reality, inner and outer, the push-pull psyche, world-closed system, has been canceled and replaced by sui generis, the new and the open. The closed sack has become the open sack.